city of Bronx. During the few weeks that I spent in Bronx, in Budapest, and in Bucharest, was a story that I heard just before the visit of President Nixon to Romania. It only goes to show the flavor and the humor of the people who live in fear. The story goes that Kosygin was telling President Nixon that he had a dream. The dream that he had was that he was in the White House. And on top of the White House, there was a flag. And it was a red flag. President Nixon said to Mr. Kosygin, "I also had a dream. My dream brought me to the Kremlin. The Kremlin, top, there was an emblem." So Mr. Kosygin said to President Nixon, "Well, what was written there?" "To tell you the truth, I wasn't able to read it. It was in Chinese." My dear friend, the only reason I mention this story is because we who live in America, without fear, without trepidation, are honoring a gentleman, a scholar, who also has an emblem. With an emblem, especially tonight, his work, his labor, and toil on behalf of Yeshiva University. The emblem that Yeshiva University has, Torah Umana. Any rabbi on the American Jewish community represents the concept of Torah and Mazel. And what I saw in the city of Prague, the Alt Neue Schule, that which represents the old, the ancient, that which represents the modern, the present, that which represents intellectual scholarship and the ideas and principles of our faith. This is represented in the personality of Dr. Emanuel Rackler. Certainly, dear friends, this is the emblem that is represented in learning and in knowledge, in wisdom and in science. And we certainly, when we decided to honor Dr. Rackler tonight, and as you notice on your program, it says on me, from Yeshiva University, I am very happy indeed. And I know that I represent the feelings of all of us who are present here, that Dr. Rackman is no longer on leave, just a furlough, just a little time that he has been away from our beloved Yeshiva. And we of the rabbinical alumni of Yeshiva University are very, very happy indeed that we have this honor at the closing session of our convention to honor our esteemed and dear colleague, Rabbi Emanuel Rackler. You may have noticed that I did not introduce the gentleman on the dais. I think the gentlemen on the dais are all members of our Yeshiva family. They really need no introduction to any of us. And we are very happy that they grace the dais and grace this wonderful and festive occasion. I do want to mention and to welcome into our midst those who are members of the Rackman family. We're very happy to see and to welcome first, of course, This is Emmanuel Racklin, Rabbi and Mrs. Bennett Racklin, Rabbi and Mrs. Michael Racklin, Miss Yochevet Racklin, Mr. and Mrs. Nathan Maidenbaum, who represents Chief University High School, and Mr. Herman Merkin, who was the president of the Fifth Avenue Synagogue, which Rabbi Rackman is the spiritual leader. We also want to welcome Mr. and Mrs. Murray Atlas, Dr. and Mrs. Felix Havenblatt, Rabbi and Mrs. Norman Sabarovsky, Mr. and Mrs. Nathan Hausman, the Lovatonian, and all who are members of the Rackman family. We are very, very happy indeed that you're gathered here. We hope that it will be for many, many years. So simple joy and happiness. I also have a letter in my hand that was sent to Dr. Rackman from the mayor of the city of New York. Just want to meet
Teddy Coleman. No politicking, but don't read it.
At this moment, ladies and gentlemen, he's not running for mayor, he is the mayor. Dear Rabbi Rackman, it was with great pleasure that I learned of the honor which the rabbinical alumni of Yeshiva University is bestowing upon you for your dedicated service to the university, the Jewish community, and the people of New York City. Your list of communal activities is deeply impressive, covering the best service of more than a generation to the United States government, to public agencies in our state, and to the Jewish people. This latest honor proves again how important you have been to the life of New York. I congratulate you and wish you and your family continued health and fruitful service to the Jewish people and to our city. With warm regards, sincerely, John B. Lindsay, Mayor. Dear friends, the honor was bestowed upon me at this moment to introduce our beloved Rebbe, president of Yeshiva University, one of course that I treasure and will remember for many, many years to come. We all know Dr. Belton represents to us the concept of the Sefer Mazal and the Sefer Ahava. And we know what the Rambam says, that before we can have the Ahavtos and the Shem Elokechol, we must first have the Yotzacho, says the Shem Elokechol. Before we can gain any kind of love, we must first obtain in our life that which represents wisdom and knowledge and understanding. And certainly this is the reason why we first have in the Yadach HaZokho, Sefer HaMazon, and then there follows the Sefer Ahava. Yeshiva University represents to us the synthesis of Jewish life, science, and faith. And this is no synthetic synthesis. Dr. Belton has been, all his life, the reality of the faith of our people. And certainly, we who know the model that he has given to our beloved Yeshiva, and the dedication and the love and the service, understand why we follow with the Sefer Ahava, with the great love and affection that all of us have for him. It's a great honor for me, as the president of the Rabbinic Alumni of Yeshiva University, to introduce to you the president of Yeshiva University.
Long ago, the finished yesterday, the day we spent by Yeshiva, and the last but not the least, our friend and colleague, Mr. Rackman, Ms. Brown, Mrs. Rackman, Ms. Brown. It's the second opportunity I've had of this conversation to speak with an old friend, who previous to old friend. But the government mentioned before last Monday, I spoke in honor of because this connects us to the problems of all of you. My love for 29 years. Today, I want to make a few remarks about a man I have known since I came to Mass. It was in 1929 that I have met Dr. Lachman 4 years. Both of us were youngsters, young men. And I came from a teenager, you know. And I can say, in all the South Korean monastery, that Mark is pure of the monastery. We have been in touch, we worked together, liked each other for a long period of time. And to pay tribute, particularly empty tribute, is not necessary. They have tribute to be, in a sense, what can we learn from the accomplishment, from the work of this man during a period of 40 years. And I would say, one, and that is the most important part. The more says, I think it's a water, a fire, water, I think says, the man comes to meet his maker. He asks a number of questions. First, I think Joseph of Christian order with me, to him, they ask few questions. First of all, Santo is going to be a Muno, he will conduct the business answer, should I be to appear, and he said by the learning curve, and to the review, which comes back by everybody, and then sophisticated, you wait and expect for salvation. Now, I remember the political therapy, I think, and you also share an idea of quite eating a pear. I'm not going into the pictures of life, Christmas and Rambam and the best day of the day or the best of a lifetime. But in their kind, in their kind, in plain their kind, there's the first of all about an ordinary man, a man who works, who has also been laughter, but he must also at the same time be accurate in the field, he must set time to learn. And for Sabbath and Baramuna, it's a simplicity means that you conduct business, whether you are a broker on Wall Street, or you are a merchant, or you are a cobbler, whatever you may do, conduct your business honestly. And it's officially sure that Rashi says, I think, you bring your redeem. Listen to what your redeem has said. Well, I would like to pay Rabbi Achman the greatest tribute, particularly as an American rabbi. I think this lesson every Muslim or the Jew should learn from him. The American rabbi is not a European rabbi. It isn't a European rabbi, but a rabbi who is constantly involved in Torah learning. The community, the departments, you have the ladies auxiliaries, your dance club, you've got partners this week every day, you're involved in the larger community, or the PGA, or federation, or yeshiva, it doesn't matter. It eats up your day tomorrow and morning late at night. But the most important part is, we are more busy than laymen in ancient times. And the most important part, I, Rashman of Arakan, I think I've discussed it a number of times in our relations, throughout his life, since I remember it, that he was a chaplain in the army, a rabbi for Rashman, and I was a rabbi in one of the most prestigious synagogues in New York City, the Catholic Synagogue. He has always been a Judaic Itumakir. He always set time for learning, and that was the most important part for him. And if you were not here last Monday night, some people said, why didn't you come? The answer, they had a shear and a shoe. And he told me long ago, he never to go out to any place they had a shear to say. He set time for learning. And I say it is so healthy. Some more says, fears or ashamed. I mean, long before, or erasing to Russell and Russell, the Torah was a luminary. This was a profession to develop, to live constantly, Torah learning, a total commitment. But even if it must not be more, it was different, it's impossible. And sometimes there is not something Russell. The luminary is still. Now, this, when I used to say a shear in the yeshiva, I used to learn a great deal of the parashir and go to the rest of the year either. But I knew that I had to prepare. day and night, fraternity. Need was unnecessary, my illness was killed. But today in America, when the illness is not killed, we can all be kind and lesson. And if you are married, it's not so bad. If you are famous upon the coffin, and later we will be here in America, I think the biggest sense of bankruptcy that any person can have. And I myself, because of myself now, I make of my mind, being as busy as I am, spend every day some time in learning, be attached, be committed, at least even equal like this. It's a learning all day. I cannot do it as a legend does, learning all day, and completely involved, completely committed to each other. But the idea of having a part of your day learning each other is the most important part of the happening, because this emphasizes the quality of your learning. And without your learning, all of us, when you're so involved, you know the most important part of life, and still not fulfill the mitzvah of some of their genetic food. There is one of the greatest crowd in second half of marriage. And I don't know if it's a mitzvah, right or wrong. I often thought that the mitzvah, like this is the beginning of the life. After all, nobody could do it, day and night. You know. But at least with the mishnahs, with the tailors, with the mishnahs, with the mothers, there's what they and they are. I can have questions to learn 1 hour a day. But if you feel that in 1 hour a day, it is the aimless life. This is his life. This is his commitment. In that hour, you can feel the mystery, you can feel the mystery, what he's in the real world. Particularly when a man is busy, that someone has come to you. So I say, if God becomes the central part of your life, then you can fulfill that mystery. But if you don't learn, and continually involve even the things that can't be endless, fears of Piagayenas, he will now become a problem of God of the rest of the land. So I think that the last one, the picture lesson, picture lesson, which is a symbol to every rabbi in mind. Then I would also say, the Sato de Muna. Now, many people know if it says the Sato de Muna, elementary. And you can drop the good business out of the Chinese. Many things involve, especially in your time. I would say intellectual honesty is the most important part. To be intellectual honest with yourself. Whatever you say, whatever you speak, whatever you write, be honest with yourself. Within the framework of Torah learning. I think Rabbi Lachman has always been intellectually a very honest person. And intellectual honesty is the most important part in life. So I'd like to pay that tribute to him. At the same time, I tribute to him, and let all of us learn from him that important quality of being honest with yourself. And when Rabbi Lachman came to me 7.5 years ago, with his membership for 40 years, to the Stern College after a lecture, he gave political science, and he came to me and said, I would like to help you in the yeshiva in any capacity you want. And I spent 7 years working with me in great intellectual honesty, and we enjoyed each other's company, and we shared with each other, fellow the yeshiva, as well as representing the yeshiva in the community. I am very proud that Rabbi Lachman is going to remain with the yeshiva, and both of us will work as colleagues and friends. I think this is what the yeshiva comes for here in America. You know, the Torah says that a bird, her name is Katsida, Katsida. And Rashi refers to the Mitzvah. Long when it was called Katsida, why is it called Katsida? Because they are merciful, they are kind, they are concerned with a friend. So I once heard a story of a youngster. But a chosid came to a rabbi, and I said to him, he's the Hasida, she says. I said, I'm the part of the Hasid, you hear my rabbi. But if the Hasida is so tired, why is she included among the eight slaves and not among the eight slaves? But Hasid is a rabbi, so that's what it never said. She is the Hasid in Chavater. She limits herself only to her own little group. Her own daughter, her own genes, her own company, and so on. Once she's divorced from our group, she is not concerned if she can sometimes even be vicious. I think the philosophy of Yeshiva has been and needs and will be to be not only in character, but be concerned with the Jewish community's totality. The Jewish community's totality. Not to compromise. Not to compromise with our ideals. But always feel that we are responsible for every Jew in the United States. And who knows more than the Solich Kandai is the students of the Yeshiva that come from home. They don't observe anything. And I feel casual. So one boy, that lady told me that he was 7,000 with him, he's a junior, I think the second, from the Joseph the second, or the third, whatever it is, from Rosal. He never knew he was a Jew here. And now he is a Yeshiva. I implied that there are more children of graduates of the Yeshiva today than there were students of the Yeshiva 25 years ago. But I'm also proud that we don't remain just in the Kavatel, but we extend our love and our affection and our responsibility for the community to have the United States. But I think that Rachman and Epstein has developed that great philosophy and has shared with the Yeshiva. Therefore, Dr. Rachman, I'm proud to be here tonight and I congratulate you for your service to Yeshiva. I hope you both remain colleagues and friends for many, many years to come. And may God bless you.
Dr. Dokken mentioned the way he did not go. I am happy that I have endeavored to come every Tuesday night to listen to the cheer at the Maria Shul of our Rosh Yeshiva, our observation. I think that the finest tribute and the finest introduction that I could possibly make was simply to repeat or to say something that he mentioned to us last week at the Shir with reference to the past week's session. He explained the pasuk in Chumash in Bereishis that said by Yishmu as Kol Elokim Nesaleh Hagan L'ruach Hayom. And he pointed out what the Ibn Ezra said and what the Ramban said and what the Ibn Ezra brought Rabbi Yonah Asfardi. He brought the idea that Rabbi Yonah Asfardi had mentioned that the word Nishaleh refers to Adam. Adam seems to have been very content with his surroundings. And so he thought that he had already become the master in the garden, in his surroundings. But soon he heard the voice, the inner conscience, that disturbed him and made him realize
then he cannot really feel that he is alone as the master of the universe. As many of the philosophers have endeavored to say, that the world is man-centered. And as his voice began to speak within him, he realized the interpretation that the Rambam pointed out, that in reality, this speaks about the Elohim, about the Ribono Shel Olam, that it was the Ribono Shel Olam who was Metaleach the Gan Beruach Hayom. We, dear friends, know very well the problems that relate themselves to the man who thinks he is a master of his own destiny. And as Arad Soloveitchik pointed out, soon he realizes that he must do tshuva. The inner voice calls him, they call the Momodaka. And then he understands, above all else, that it is the Ribono Olam, the master of the universe. And we, thank God, are blessed that our Rebbe and our teacher, Arad Soloveitchik, has given us a philosophy of the place of man in society. He has been for us in every opportunity and in every shiur and in every one of his statements, the Kol Elohim, the voice of God speaking to each and every one of us. And I know that tonight, when we think of the Ruach Hayom, we think of the spirit of this day and this age. Thank God that we are blessed in our midst to have our Loreinu Rabbeinu, our Yosef Dov Ber Soloveitchik.
Once heard Leo Young say in his younger years, the worst thing you can do to a person is to misquote him. So help me, he just killed. If I would be sitting there, I'd cringe.
He didn't kill, he played well.
Come on. What he said isn't what the Rebbe said. It's not what he said. It isn't his fault. A what?
He can't see, he needs
a light. He needs a light. That's a picture, Rebbe by candlelight. Come on, get some pictures. Get some pictures in. Thank you, Len Soto.
Oh, God, that's good as being unpopular.
Rebbe by candlelight, come on, get
some
pictures.
You know what? He's got a top of mind of now.
Basically, to the story of the world that the universe is talking. However, it's a long story of nothing. And the basic idea in the philosophical anthropology, the Judaic philosophical anthropology, the doctrine of man, that man, human beings, fight and defend the Jesus. The realm of creation is not itself sufficient. It could live in isolation, it is free, away from others, far from fellowness and fellowship. The essence of man, you have it maintained of self, his very humanity, contrary to modern philosophy, expresses itself not in the grammatical singular form, but in the plural. You need
established relationship with Adam. Intact and almighty was about to create man and use the book. But the thought of irritation and troubles got color for his color throughout the generations, but this jewel is very characteristic. They are natural, not meant to be as nationalization. But a matter of fact, Russia has to be secure. Shall talking the mother of the God, shall God be the mother of the God. They, life, power, powerful, should always control. The small, the simple minded, is the flame. Since men cannot be self-sufficient, economically, culturally, ethically, morally, cannot be self-sufficient. And if men want to be self-sufficient, to proud tragedy that is in need of help and assistance. If man is very arrogant, wants to be master of his own destiny, he simply loses his humanity. But the human destiny of the individual is enmeshed and entangled in the destiny of the community. And the Rebbe Nachum says, explicitly returned into Adam Levi. Yahadus does not believe in individual, in complete individual autonomy of the type, for instance, of Robinson Crusoe, a product of the regular age, of a man on an island. Yahadus never spoke of man living on an island. Men live in a town together with other people. The very idea of Knesset Israel contradicts the Robinson's conclusion. Because if there is a man on an island, there is no Knesset Israel. If men live together, then a Knesset Israel can emerge. If you'll ask me to define man in biblical terms, I would say man is a being who is dependent. His very nature expresses itself in dependence. First, in an ultimate dependence upon the Almighty, and without that experience of dependence upon the Almighty, it's almost impossible to understand Shuet. And second, in a relative manner, is dependent upon its fellow man upon it. We know all that Rabbeinu Bechai Bachya, inspired by Rashad Goyen, formulated the idea primarily of the feeling of gratitude within the religious experience. And upon it being an ungrateful person, a new man, can never experience in God, can never be committed to the Almighty, can never actually experience divinity. No glory in Jesus. It is self-evident that gratitude can only be experienced by a dependent individual. For a self-sufficient, autonomous, sovereign individual needs no help from his neighbor and hence needs not to be grateful to him. The individual who does everything himself without expecting assistance from his fellow man, who lives a sheltered, isolated, cloistered life, who lives on an island, has no reason to feel indebted to someone else, for there is nobody in his life save himself. Hence, we may deduce the following equation. To have faith means to be grateful. To be grateful equals to be dependent. Interesting is that my manager, Amram, in his commentary to the Mishnah, refers to a stream of Adar, the flame of a father, and the Shur and Rachio, was Aristotle that he reinterpreted. Not exactly what Aristotle said in his American. He said, oh, he had been a beginning. Three kinds of family. Three friendships. A is K. Ellis. A is Menucho and Bisochen. A is Mahala. Friendship can be classified under three different techniques. A is K. Ellis. The useful friendship. The utilitarian friendship. First, viewing material benefits. Amalgamation for the sake of production of material goods as protection against an inimical and hostile environment. Number one. Second, the friendship aid in neutral defense. The friendship prompted, precipitated by the desire for peace, meaning the peace of mind and security in the sense of. And finally, the friendship designed to promote, this is a mala, to promote human metaphysical or moral concerns. My manager analyzed the phenomenon of friendship as dependent and isolated three separate or we discovered that three human beings, are in need of friendship. First, the natural human being, natural man, is in need of friendship, is dependent. In order to survive physically, men cannot be alone. Only the group, crowd, the aggregate, the organized humanity is capable of defending itself against the environment and against nature. Rambam says, the group in the Ashutu is a partnership. Basically, it's not a friendship, it's more a partnership. It's a coordination of effort. As a matter of fact, mother of civilization has ended, has completely robbed men of the last vestiges of physical independence and isolation and then meshed in the collective enterprise, the aiming at the conquest of our environment, both in supply of food, light, water, the maintenance of sanitary installations, or transportation, etc., are not up anymore to the individual, to the individual. It's different than how much it is. As if the heroic individual wanted to live in his home, all he has to do is to buy a country to life. Now he would stay there in a powerhouse, like people like New York or a power company in England, 200 feet of darkness. The same is water the individual wanted to live in. To cook, all they have to do is to do well and draw water. And you're not going to stop it. Now the plumbing system should collapse in the city and be no water. And so, and you think it's well, a transportation is just not around. Society helps men to meet the challenge of his being, the challenge of his being the son of Mother Nature, a Ben Adam, a Homo naturalis. Without help from others, men could not survive. Oh, it is true more, it is true today than yesterday. But today it's more conspicuous, the dependence of man upon society.
If you'll ask me what kind how does this friendship, if my mind says it's more partnership than friendship, but how does this friendship express itself? So, it expresses itself through coordination, and natural men's escape from being alone drives into our gesture of cooperation, of acting together. Friendship at this level means disciplined action. And Mother America has got to be more disciplined. And the requirements are more rigid, than men at 200. This is Lefebvre, Ayes, or Adam Levade, means it is not good for men to be alone. Not to be alone. That's what I'm doing. Just like being alone. I'm being a man on an island. It could be for us. By disease, it could be for another threat, which is confronted to be from time to time. In order to escape from aloneness, men join the community. That's the people. Remember, community, and which coordinates the efforts of the individual and remember the individual obedience and peace. However, the habits which my mind has described have not touched as men as a natural being. The habit said, men is also a spiritual being. But if I'm the apple, the Mishma, the Achai, the Yodom, the Nefesh Chayo, so it became a natural being, but a carbon air, and also the animal, a spiritual being as well. Then after we want to gratify his carnal needs, we have to gratify the spiritual being. Spiritual man is the second man. He's also alone, but he's not alone anymore. He's lonely. The Hadus as being conscious of the paradoxality of men. Yahadus has been aware of the inner dilemma and the inner contradiction of men, and rises in his greatness to dizzying heights, and he falls in his steadiness and his moment and bottomless of his men's powerful and extremely weak. You have to tell men, really, before I could be existential, even if I were. Men, you have to tell men conquering the environment and at the same time being difficult to fight in an island. Particularly that you have to tell yourself before, is that men being haunted by death. And it is great fight at the end. And you have to have all these experiences from which men cannot speak. While you are young, we may repress those experiences. We may somehow dismiss all those contradictions, problems, anxieties from our minds. But then, as years have passed, and the men get older, and it's so the other day of the past, that all these experiences converge together. Night, and day, and future time. Well, we can take time off, but we do it to meditate. And think they can argue with himself. Those experiences are of a connective nature, they are dynamic. At times, even at once. Men must be benefited to those experiences. He must unburden himself of his joys and of his griefs. He must unburden himself, he must unload himself of his hopes and frustrations. He must be able to pour out his despair and his desolation and to relieve his existential tensions in words in a way, to communicate. He stumbled and to tell him how happy or how desolate he might be. But otherwise, man may lose his humanity under the impact of his inner spiritual incoherence and disharmony. And what is his sanity, according to you, I don't know what the sanity is of the character. I don't believe the character is human. Because when you have a insanity in you, it's not worth that humanity, caused by the impact of politics. To simply to unload oneself at the great dilemma with torture and conflict. And in order to unload himself of the regret, of the great contradiction, of the inner incoherence in him, of his pride, his little pleasure, his expectations and visions and his failure, his frustration, he needs not a partner. A partner is enough. A partner is good enough for a natural man. To be together, to build together, all right, a partner enough. The feeling is a power, father is enough. Spiritual man is a friend. Friend in whom to confide, whom to tell the story of his life, before whom he could open up his crazy, pale emotional world. So another friendship is born, or rather another partnership is born, but this partnership is indeed friendship. A friendship of sympathy. A friendship which finds its realization and expression in the dialogue, in poetry, in letting the doubt, to use a good term, get a gain of wind into the inner world of the The friendship of spiritual man does not express itself in skillful, disciplined action, coordination, operation, as the partnership natural man does, but it expresses itself to syntactic communication, which at times reaches the level of the human. The cave in Sodom regarding the good comment, not to be under the unknown, to be lonely, after all, is not to be. Not to should suffer from others, we should listen to the and manifest compassion and understanding. Because man is the most misunderstood people in the world. However, my mind is exposed at another kind of loneliness, so there is a third. Besides natural man, spiritual man, there is a natural man works. Is the technician. A spiritual man thinks. A physical man in love and yells and stuff. His commandment is short, limited, and metaphysical man is also lonely. Lonely is man, even though, or rather because, he was created in Galilee. Not even, but because he was created in Galilee. He is lonely, because Kabyokla had a soul, he is a lonely figure. A sham brother, then he may be created. The Highness of us said, what is prayer? Prayer is the right of the Lord small house. Two of you alone. One. How can the question arise? How can metaphysical man shed his metaphysical burden of loneliness? How can he redeem himself from loneliness?
So redeeming himself from the body refers also to metaphysical, not only to natural and spiritual man.
Certainly, metaphysical man cannot redeem himself or set himself free from loneliness with technological achievements. This is the medium, this is the method of naturalness. Of course, not the confession, dialogue, and disclosure of oneself, which gives joy or pain. This is the method of spiritual man. What is the unique method of metaphysical man? How can metaphysical man, who is the divine being, form a fellowship, find friendship, join a community within which he may discover peace and surrender? There is only one way in which metaphysical man may attain redemption. Is there is coming commitment to a metaphysical sanctum power. There is joint dedication to an ultimate action of justice. If there is common beholding of one great vision, if there is common engagement in one heroic gesture to achieve the unachievable and to make the impossible, only that possible. Three types of arch. Of two metaphysical men. Abraham made it. And he lost. Because he went to the house of the to offer him on the top of the mountain. He wanted to be. He never said Yahweh. When he saw the Yema Krishna, there it is, lifted to the heart, saw the peak of the mountain. In the real mind, that is the mountain on which I will be sacrificed in the first place. He says, Vanita, Lake of Yaka, our community has achieved the great ultimate Yaka, friendship. What is the friendship between the spoken Abraham? Not the biological, not the bond of philosophy. Not spiritual logic, but the coming vision, the remnant of the universe. And to make the absurd and nonsense practical and rational. Of course, you know very well why, like the other two levels of friendship, natural partnership, spiritual friendship. One may achieve whatever he was out to find. Natural men may find complete success, material success, in joining others who are bent on realizing the full purpose. Spiritual men may actually rid himself of his inner burden by filling it out, by filling out his problems, complexity, and strife to others. Metaphysical man can never achieve the objective, because the objective is ultimate and unity. Friendship exhausts itself not so much in achievement for metaphysical man, but in the eternal practice, in unfulfilled yearning, in unrealized dreaming, in the holding constant a vision which keeps on receiving the instant metaphysical man comes near his goal. Metaphysical man inches along the way. The road is long and tortuous and winding, and the destination is like the castle in Kafka's story.
no matter how speedily you travel far, the top of the sea in a distant it attracts, it fascinates, it keeps on moving toward that castle. So while the latter moves away, you think and you think that the sea should be there. What did Jameson, the red apple, stop at it? What did Jameson tell baby? The only Rima Lana, in the whole defense should tell the land. In a hitting in for the oar. Behold, the errors are beyond it, far from it. Later, Ishila Hakwa said, go thy way, because you are charged with a great mission of the Lord. The Lord will be between thee and you. David, our friendship is nurtured by our common destiny. For me, by our common metaphysical adventure, by our common vision of a messianic reality, a patriotic, the arrows, the objectives, are beyond thee and me. They are beyond everyone here, or everyone who lives here. They lie beyond perhaps history and human imagination. I, thou, your descendants, my descendants, the fallen artists, the sacrifice. For the sake of that vision, they will search the arrow in which I just shot into eternity. And as long as they'll search, as long as they'll search, and of course, you know, Martin, she looks at the salon. We need to be united at all three levels. I believe that the Rabbi Amitma is natural man. Natural man, the Rabbi is both from their culture. Sometimes it is difficult to survive other. The baby is the bottom of the back. Difficult to survive and carry out a load and you have to take that in mind and make a foundation. Or even in the body. Problems of agony, the ignorance of folly, and the patience of the rabbit. Get out, Master, so you can meet each other. This is a saving. Discipline, action, coordination, help, standing at distance. I should have said this to you, you to me. Is next. The saving is SLA is a connector. So in this case, the Asia is not a better. The Asia has a very better. The rabbi certainly, as a spiritual man, is in need of real trusting your sympathetic friends, in whom it is confined, and in whom it is carried, in certain story of temptation and failure, and at times, the joyous way of suffering. But we need it. We don't have it. I don't want to hear that you should be close. Close as far as distance is geographic and not distance. The pain is rather about it. Not good for the rabbi. It is long. As some bird shared its reward. And the rabbi is also in a dilemma. That has also spoken before the dilemma of the rabbi. What shall we do in this time? Communal activities. Problems come up which the Shuarum have seen on it. Our forefathers have never dreamt of such problems. I have problems on its own every night, every evening, every day. Sometimes I'm perplexed. I would like to propose something.
troubled with such upon the very essence and the very substance that he had. His development of modern techniques in medicine would have all become staggering. We have to consult each other, to be together, to burden ourselves, for otherwise we'll lose our humanity. Then, of course, as metaphysical man, the rabbi is stressing something strange, about the mind, about the Tatere, for the restoration of divine glory of our people. And this question can only be done together for the glory of the Lord and the church and the sweet mind. Like suffering in the country, that what is in this cloud, and this appeal to Christ, in the call, Jesus. What we are committed to, we will not be that. Now, testing is the great bond which unites all of us together, with Dr. Belkin as our leader. Dr. Belkin himself is personifies friendship in the spiritual and the physical. Now let me say a few words about it. Rabbi Rachman has no Rabbi Rachman up to 40 years. A little less than 40 years, it was quite long to come. As a matter of fact, our friendship was initiated by lecture. Long, now to be short, that I think was. I like Dr. Akron. I learned that my father had a lot of that. Love does not have to be rational. That's not love. Justifies itself. Now we all hate of the Yaki. We hate of the East of our brother. We all have the Yaki, the East of Sunny. I love Yaki and I think it's why? Rabbi Rachman is a scholar and a Dr. Belkin. Scholar is a Kabea Ijimaka. Many rabbis, many people, sometimes critical of Rabbi Rachman's articles and opinions, they write that President of Union, I don't know, some even had a moratorium on the war in Vietnam, and they said that different president, almost in voice. See, for those of us don't study, don't speak, don't dedicate to one tenth of the time, Rabbi Rachman dedicates to study. And Rabbi Rachman is a very kind person, child. He gives the money, the way, and the school, in legal position. He is the mother of the mother of the author. But what I want to say now is not a trade, but expressing my personal life. Because it gave me comfort and moral attitude at times when my whole humanity was on the verge. And do the function. We used to be a real friend, both as a spiritual and as a metaphysical. Because this was my question. So you may be taking some time. Rather, this question, my question, is a question. The big question for the ultimate. And we are now, Neil Fatay, Neil Fayadov, Neil Fatay, the Mishtak Revolution.